Welcome to the 60-Second Planner from Limeburg Information Services, on the web at limeburgservices.com. Here's Michelle Ward.
In part, the Supreme Court ruled that funds held in inherited IRAs are not retirement funds within the meaning of Section 522 of the Federal Bankruptcy Code. The Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals had previously reversed the district court's decision and held that inherited IRA does not have the economic attributes of a retirement vehicle because the money cannot be held in an account until the current owner's retirement. In order to resolve a conflict between the Seventh Circuit's ruling in Clark and the Fifth Circuit's ruling in Inri Chilton, the Supreme Court agreed to hear the Clark case and issued its decision on June 12, 2014. In its decision, the court stated that the ordinary meaning of retirement funds is properly understood to be funds of money set aside for the day an individual stops working. The court found that the following three characteristics of inherited IRAs provide objective evidence that they do not contain such funds. First, the holder of an inherited IRA may never invest additional money in the account. Second, holders of an inherited IRA are required to withdraw money from the account, no matter how far they are from retirement. And finally, the holder of an inherited IRA may withdraw the entire balance of the account at any time and use it for any purpose without penalty. The Supreme Court reasoned that allowing debtors to protect funds in traditional and Roth IRAs ensures that debtors will be able to meet their basic needs during their retirement years, but that nothing about inherited IRAs' legal characteristics prevent or discourage an individual from using the entire balance immediately after bankruptcy for purposes of current consumption. With this decision favoring creditors, it is more advisable than ever to discuss with clients the option of having an IRA payable to a qualified trust for the benefit of an individual beneficiary. Doing so should provide the beneficiary with much stronger asset protection compared to an outright beneficiary designation. On behalf of Limeburg Information Services, this has been Michelle Ward with the 60-Second Planner.